Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Game. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Are the tides finally turning? Are we now seeing a little bit of light at the end of this very long and very dark tunnel that has been called the new Democratic Party, which is more the socialist, fascist, communist wing of the Democrat Party? Well, the answer is maybe. Just maybe. And listen, we can't be too optimistic here. And my goal is not to be too optimistic, because when you are, you're almost always let down. However, I do see signs that things are changing in the United States, and I think it's worth talking about. So first off, let's talk about the fact that almost on a daily basis now, I either or hear others talking to Democrats who say, I'm not voting for Joe Biden. Now, these are people who maybe they were fooled in 2020. Maybe they were lectured to enough by the Democrat media that they just felt like, oh, well, we believe everything they say. Maybe they looked at Donald Trump and said, oh, he's a smug, arrogant billionaire who thinks he knows everything, and I don't like his abrasive personality, and so I'm very, very willing to believe anything anybody says about him because it fits my narrative. I don't like him, so, you know, we use that in our own personal life. If you don't like your neighbor and somebody says, well, you know, I think he beats his wife, the next thing you know is you're going around saying it's not even true. But you'll believe it because you don't like him. That's usually the way the game works, folks, and I think that's the way it worked with Donald Trump for a while. But now people are beginning to wake up a little bit and say, well, then wait a minute. The Democratic Party told you all during the last election, Joe Biden will unify this country. Joe Biden will bring about economic change, which he did, but unfortunately it's for the worse. Joe Biden will bring strength back to America. You'll see a much greater USA under Joe Biden. You'll see the difference between a real politician, such as Joe Biden, and a phony like Donald Trump. That's what you were told. Joe Biden, in a short period of maybe just his first year in office, you will see Bidenomics work. You will see how much greater success you'll have personally. And none of it came to fruition. As a matter of fact, the exact opposite happened. And people that voted for him gave him a pass. And they said, well, it's going to take more than a year, because the usual excuse came out. And the usual excuse is as follows. The last president left us in such a horrible situation that it's going to take more than just the first year to get us out of this horrible situation. Except nobody ever stopped to think, what was the horrible situation? Obviously, the COVID lockdowns and things brought economic ruin. But before that, what was the horrible situation? Everything was going fine. There was no horrible situation. Joe Biden was not left with a horrible situation. He was left with an economy that the Democrats basically destroyed. Now, they'll tell you, well, it was under Donald Trump that the lockdowns happened. Yeah, but you could have immediately lifted them. You didn't do it. As a matter of fact, you doubled down. So I don't want to hear now, well, it was under Trump that there were lockdowns and the economy became stagnant. Yeah, and you continued them and doubled down on them and stretched them as long as you possibly could. So obviously you totally agreed with that. As a matter of fact, you strengthened them, meaning you didn't think they went far enough. So now don't blame him for that. That's ludicrous. Where's the improvement? Now, your average person, they see it. Elitists, they're not going to care. Somebody who's making zillions of dollars a year really does not care how much a gallon of gas is, how much a loaf of bread is, how much a gallon of milk is. They don't care. There's no reason to care. But your average Democratic voter now, who was told things are going to get better for you, and they were saying, well, it's pretty good now, so if it's going to get better, oh, great, are now saying, wait a minute, you gave me a dollar an hour raise with your minimum wage raise, and everything now costs twice as much, so I don't have the spending power I had when I was making less. So that dollar means absolutely zero. I'd gladly go back to losing the dollar if the prices went back to the way they were, because I'd be ahead at the end of the week. People figure this out eventually, especially people on a budget. And I've heard people say, and these are Democrats, I've heard them say, look, this is ridiculous. I can barely afford to heat my house in the winter here now, buy groceries, pay for my car insurance, pay my light bill. This is outrageous. I took my kids to McDonald's and it was $45 for three meals. Yeah. And people are tired of it. So now we're seeing on a much larger scale some Democrat voters, in fact, a good amount of Democrat voters saying, I'm not voting for Joe Biden. Now, it is true that a lot of them also are being stubborn and saying, and I'm not going to vote for Trump either. I'm absolutely not going to vote for Donald Trump. I don't care if gas was free. I wouldn't vote for Donald Trump. Okay, well, then you're the idiot. You're the idiot because you don't like him personally. You wouldn't have him to your house for Sunday dinner, so you won't vote for him. That is the most stupid, ridiculous, short-sighted, and asinine thing I've ever heard in my life, because you wouldn't do that with any other profession. If someone you loved was undergoing heart surgery, and you had a really, really nice guy or said, never done one before, but boy, this is my first, and I'm looking forward to it, and I think I know what I'm doing. Total rat bastard that was arrogant and obnoxious and loudmouthed and said, I've done 5,000 of these, and every single one of them the patient pulled through perfectly. Who are you going to choose to operate on your loved one? Oh, I'm going to choose the guy that I invite to my house for Sunday dinner who's a nice guy. Well, then you're an idiot. I don't care if you like Donald Trump personally. It's irrelevant if you like Donald Trump's personality. Totally irrelevant. You know in your heart of hearts that you and this country was better off when he was the president. So now I'm beginning to see Democrats saying, yeah, this Biden thing did not work out at all. We were sold a bill of goods. We were lied to. We're starting to believe that a lot of the things that Trump said is probably true because they've happened. How many times can Donald Trump get on the news and say, did I not say this was going to happen? Did I not warn you ahead of time this was going to happen and all of it happened? Now, Donald Trump was not without his faults. Donald Trump nominated an awful lot of people and appointed an awful lot of people that he should not have. Christopher Wray being one of them, listening to Dr. Fauci. And there were several others that were very questionable. But once again, are you going to, if you're waiting for a president that's going to do every single thing that you want them to do before you say he's good, then your neighbor's going to say, yeah, but he didn't do every single thing I wanted him to do, so he's no good. You'll never get a president that satisfies everybody. It's impossible. But when the greater good is to the majority of the people in the country, you have to accept that. And I'm telling you right now, the Donald Trump presidency was a greater good for the majority of this country. And it's self-evident. And people are beginning to wake up now and say, it kind of was. I've heard people now say, I don't know, you know, I hated Trump, and I thought at the time he was terrible, but I was living a lot better. I had a lot more money at the end of the week. We weren't in two wars, which technically we are. Also, Biden said, I'm going to be the unifier, the great unifier. I'm going to unify everybody. And then directly comes out and says, mega Republicans are terrorists, basically. And the number one problem in the world is white supremacy. I mean, you can't get any stupider than that. I can't tell you how many people in the course of my life I have met, and I can confidently tell you I have only met one single solitary individual in my entire life that even claimed that he was a white supremacist, and that guy had zero friends. He was a loner. He was a weirdo, had zero friends, zero social life, zero social skills. The Biden administration, to have you believe, well, that's the great majority of people. It's not the great majority of people. It's not even a minuscule amount of the minority. It's just not. There are more people angry at white people than I've ever seen angry at black people. We've just had the governor of Hawaii basically say Christmas party for everybody except white people. Oh, you invited white people? Disinvite them. It's only for people of color. What? That's not racism? Well, what the hell is that then? But people are wising up to it, folks. People are seeing these indictments on Donald Trump and saying, come on now. How long was he a businessman in New York? How long? His whole adult life. And you never brought any charges related to his businesses on him ever. And now all of a sudden, when he wants to be the president of the United States, there's hundreds of them. Hundreds of them. He makes a phone call and says, look, if there's corruption down there in Georgia and there are votes to be found, find them. What would you say? I want to ask my Democrat friends, if you run for office and you were told by your lawyers and your campaign strategists and people who are poll watchers, you know, from where we sit, there's thousands of votes missing, and they're all for you. Would you say, oh, well, that's okay. I lost. Or would you say, well, find them. If that's the case, find them. That's what Donald Trump said. Hence, they manufacture them. Do you know the difference between find and manufacture? You do know the difference, but you don't care because you want to put that word into the people's heads and say find them is dog whistle for manufacture them. No, it's not. Just a few days ago, I talked to an airhead who literally said, you know, Donald Trump inspired the insurrection. He encouraged it. Encouraged it how? By saying go peacefully? That's a dog whistle for attack. Really? Well, then what was Chuck Schumer when he gave a press conference and said, the wrath of the people's coming down on you, Supreme Court. You're not going to know what hit you. And all of you people who are the pro-life people, you're not going to know what hit you. And then 100 or more institutes for pro-life were attacked or burned. How come Chuck Schumer's not in jail? How come Chuck Schumer's not in prison? I can directly link what he said to attacks on institutions. Oh, no, he can't be held responsible. He didn't say anything too inflammatory, except the wrath is coming down on you. You're not going to know what hit you, the worst mistake you ever made, and you'll pay the price for it. Did Donald Trump say that? Put Chuck Schumer's words in Donald Trump's mouth that day. If Donald Trump had said, anything similar. Capital, all you politicians, you're not going to know what hit you. The wrath of the people's coming down on you. You have no idea where it's coming. They're going to hit you so hard. And then that happened. You'd all be saying, he's got to go to prison. And if Chuck Schumer had said, this is the time for you to make your voices heard if you're pro-choice, but do it peacefully, and all these attacks happened, you'd say Chuck Schumer had nothing to do with that. He said go peacefully. So you're hypocrites. You're hypocrites because, and you're worse than hypocrites, because you are doing it fully knowing that you're lying. See, that's a problem. When you know that you're lying, and deep down in your heart of hearts, you know Donald Trump didn't incite an insurrection, and there wasn't even an insurrection, then you're lying. You're lying because you hate him. And then people say, well, you can't compare this to the Salem witch trials. You compared it to the Salem witch trials. No, it is exactly like the Salem witch trials. You didn't like somebody, you pointed a finger at him, you called him a witch, everybody was afraid of them, so they hung him from a tree. Or they burned them. Well, this is what's happening in effigy. And the Democrats who caused this, mostly the politicians and the prosecutors and everything, they're going to pay a heavy price for this, and I'll tell you why. It's all backfiring. It's all backfiring. Every time Donald Trump got indicted for another charge, his poll numbers rose because more and more people said, yeah, something don't sound right. Now it is starting to sound a little bit suspicious. Now we get Hunter Biden finally having to face the music, and he defies a subpoena. When the Republicans defied a subpoena, they threw them in jail. When Joe Biden was asked, should these people go to jail for defying a subpoena, he said, absolutely. Now all of a sudden it's his son, and it's, well, now hold the phone. Everybody has a right to, oh, really? Since when? Because that's not the song that you were singing when it was Republicans who were refusing to come before the House and or Congress to answer a subpoena. Not one time did you say that. Not one time. And people aren't stupid. People see Hunter Biden dancing around naked in front of his niece. People read that Hunter Biden was sleeping with his dead brother's widow. We see that Hunter Biden fathered a child and abandoned the child, and they're not even giving that child Secret Service protection, not even putting them on the Christmas list. And him saying, they just want to destroy my moral character. What moral character do you have? You're a crackhead, prostituted dick father who has abandoned his own child, didn't pay his taxes. If any of us did any of those things, we'd be in jail for either lack of paying child support, we'd be in jail for not paying the taxes, we'd be in jail for soliciting prostitutes, we'd be in jail for drug use. We'd be in jail for salacious behavior. We'd be in jail for a zillion things. Do you see Hunter Biden in jail? No, you do not. And these aren't made-up charges like the Donald Trump charges. These are real charges. I can prove Hunter Biden was smoking crack. It's on video. We can prove he's paid for prostitutes. He wrote it down as business expenses. We got that on video. You can prove he didn't pay his taxes. They've admitted he didn't pay his taxes. You'd be in jail. This is no different than when you had to wear the mask, but they didn't. You'd go to jail, but they won't. Except this time the tide may be turning a little bit because people are now taking a look at this and saying, if this does not work out the same way as Donald Trump's, if they go easy on this indictment and say, well, he really did nothing wrong, well, then you better do the same with Donald Trump. You see, because unlike some of us, the majority of the American people are not politics addicted. So the majority of the American people say, well, I think I'm a Democrat. I think I support Democrat values, and I don't really like Donald Trump's loud and boisterous whatever. But then they look around and say, well, now, wait a minute, though. This isn't fair. They're not homers for their brand. They're just your average citizen. And they're starting to look around and say, yeah, something's not right here. I think I'm being lied to. I think I've been misled. That's especially true of young people in the black community. Much, much, much greater numbers among young people saying, I'm not voting for Biden and I might vote for Trump. And the African-American community, the same way, is finally waking up saying, look, all you do is come around every 4 years and tell us we're going to do a lot for you, and then you do nothing. Absolutely nothing. and we're tired of it. They count on the black vote as if it's in the bag. They take you for granted. They just say, oh, well, what did Joe Biden himself say? You ain't black if you don't vote for me. Oh, well, you said the quiet part out loud, Joe. All of you black people got to vote Democrat or you're not black, says a white man, says an old white man. And then goes on to say, oh, it's different in the Latin American community because they have different values. So you're admitting that you basically just don't even worry about the black vote because they're just going to vote for us. They're too stupid to think. You want the real racists. You better look in the Democrat Party. Because at least Donald Trump had the balls and the hubris to go into black communities and say, what is it that you have to lose? Give me a try, at least. If you don't like me, fine. You know, don't vote for me next time. But what do you have to lose? Did Joe Biden? Or did Joe Biden say, well, if you're black, you got to vote for me? That's the rules. Talking about. I've never heard a more racist thing said. And he got a pass for it. Not anymore. Not anymore. Now let's talk about how things are really going belly up for the woke. Disney, oh, we're the wokest company in the world. Disney can't sell a single movie. Every single one of their movies that's filled with woke propaganda and nonsense has bombed so bad at the box office they are practically in a bankrupt. Go to any toy store. I dare you. It's Christmas time. Go to any toy store. Better yet, go to the outlets where, like, it's the discounted toys that couldn't sell. And guess what you're going to see? Thousands of Disney things. Buzz Lightyear, Marvel Universe, all that stuff, Star Wars, all that stuff. Can't sell any of it. Discounted from $30, $40 down to $5, and it's still on the pegs because nobody wants it. That Marvel's movie opened up with the worst debut ever in the history of the Marvel Universe. The Buzz Lightyear movie they did bombed so hard, I don't even know if you'll ever see the character again. They've destroyed everything and admitted it and said, we just went too woke and people were just not buying it. They're just not buying it. Same thing with the movies. Nobody's going. Because they finally figured it out. They finally figured out that what you're really doing is you're disguising propaganda as entertainment. You're subjecting us to your own propaganda, disguising it as entertainment, and calling it a movie. It's not a movie. It's a propaganda piece disguised as a movie, planting the seeds in your head for their own particular political ideologies. That's what it is. That's not maybe. That's what it is. But when we have a movie, like Sound of Freedom, that tells a true story, a true freaking story, oh, you're just trying to make people feel badly and want to close the borders and blah, blah, blah. No, that's a true story. Nobody made that up. No Hollywood scriptwriter made that up. That's true. That happened. Now that the Republicans have taken the House and we're seeing some of these hearings, we're starting to see people for who they really are, too. We see Harvard professors, top people in Harvard, saying, well, if you're calling for the destruction of Jews as a race, it's really just words, and words isn't violence. So therefore, freedom of speech is very important to us. So until it reaches a call for violence, we don't really have anything we can do. Really? You're the same people who told us if you don't use the right pronouns to talk to somebody, that's violence. You're the same people who let the students practically burn the colleges down when Republicans tried to speak because, oh, they can't speak. That would be terrible. Now you're going to be the bastion of freedom of speech? Are you kidding me? No, it's violence if you call a man with a mustache and a dress, excuse me, sir, I'm a ma'am. That's violence. And every one of them would agree, yes, oh, yes, you committed an act of violence against that woman. But when they're chanting from the rivers, from the mountains to the sea, that's not violence. That's calling for the destruction of an entire race of people. And you can't answer the question and say, yeah, that is absolutely not acceptable. So I just wonder if I stumble onto Harvard as a student and I said, Chinese people have to die. They would be to say, you're gone, my friend. We don't want anybody like you in the colleges. All gay people must die. Oh, I'd be going to heartbeat, wouldn't I? It's okay to say all the Jews must die, though. That's okay. So we saw them for the phonies they were. And then we saw the phony investigation, right? Where this woman literally had plagiarized her whole entire life, basically. And they said, well, it wasn't so much plagiarizing as it was inappropriately not crediting the proper... Are you kidding? Honestly, do you think we're that dumb? Apparently you do. I've said this on the show time and time again. The downfall of the Democratic Party will be, and always is, they think you're dumb and you're not. You figure it out eventually. See, they don't think you're just complacent. They don't think you're just saying, well, I got a wife and kids and I got stuff to do and I got a house to fix and a lawn to mow and I got to go do this and I got to go do that. I'm just watch a half hour of CNN and then that's it. They think, no, they're stupid. We can keep feeding them lies and they'll just keep believing it. But eventually that person who has so much to do has a day to say, wait a minute, that doesn't sound right. That doesn't represent my values. And the next thing you know, their eyes are starting to open, and that's exactly what's happening now. People's eyes are starting to open. A good friend of mine once said to me, when someone has nothing to lose, when they're backed into the corner where they literally no longer have anything to lose, that's when real change is going to happen, because that's when they're going to fight back. And he's right, and that's what's happening now. There are some people out there who say, I can't fall any farther than this. I'm making $1,000 a week, and I can't afford to live. Plus hours a week, I can't afford to live. And I hear the Biden administration saying, economy's doing great. Economy's never been better. If you don't see that, then you're an idiot. And they say, well, I don't know who, because my neighbors don't think that. My family doesn't think that. I don't see that. And then they say, well, you know, we've created more jobs than any administration ever. Yeah, because everybody's got to get a second and third one. There are people now saying, geez, I thought I had a really good job. I was making $1,200, $1,400 a week. That ain't cutting it. I had to go get a second job. My wife had to get a job instead of staying home and watching the kids, so we got three incomes. We see each other, you know, we kiss each other hello and goodbye as we're going out the door. That's no way to live. You're right. It's not. But it's the only way to live with Bidenomics. And, oh, by the way, it's no longer Bidenomics, you notice. They pulled that handle because they knew they don't want Joe Biden connected to this nonsense, this absolute destruction of our economy. So we see Christopher Wray testifying, and when he's asked blatant questions about how did you cover this up for so long with Hunter Biden's laptop and all this kind of stuff, and you quashed investigations into him, and you were told, don't check, and see if Joe Biden was really sitting alongside Hunter Biden when he made that phone call saying, you better come up with the money or my dad, who's sitting right next to me, and myself are going to bring the wrath of God down upon you. All we heard from the Democrats was he was lying. Joe wasn't there. So a little quick math, and some Republicans came up with, well, he certainly was, because he was riding around with Hunter that day in a car, so he was right next to Hunter. Oh, but he wasn't in the house that moment when he was making the phone call. Okay, well, it was easy to find out. And the FBI informers said, we asked, should we look into that and see if he was there? And they were told, absolutely no. You will not look into where he was. Why? Why? This, by the way, is the same FBI who had zero evidence on Donald Trump and said, find something, even if you have to make it up, even if it has to be bought and paid for. Christopher Steele's phony dossier. Doesn't matter what it is, the guy, you find the crime. And all I hear from the Democrats is, well, it's not connected to Joe. What do you mean it's not connected to Joe? If it's not connected to Joe, then you have to believe the following. Hunter Biden lied in an email when he said, I have to give 10% of my entire salary of everything I make to dad. And he was talking personally to his own children, so I don't know why he'd lie. Or you have to believe that Tony Bobulinski and all the whistleblowers that came forward that were Hunter Biden business associates lied when they said, well, we all knew Joe was the partner. We were told never say his name. Or you have to believe, and you have to believe that Hunter was lying when he told these Chinese, oh, well, you better come up with the money, or my dad and me, who's sitting right next to me, are going to seek out some revenge upon you. So all those things aren't proof of what? What do you mean? All that's lies, then. All that. Well, if it is, we're going to find out, because the impeachment investigation is on. And you're going to find plenty. But you shouldn't have had to find plenty, and I'll tell you why. This is a man, and I've repeated this many times on this show, this is a man whose own daughter said he showered with me in an inappropriate manner when I was 10, 11 years old, and it caused me to become an nymphomaniac. Now, I want you to think about this very carefully. Let's just say you're a nudist family. Does that cause somebody to be an nymphomaniac? No, it doesn't. Why? Because you treat your nudity as normal. There's nothing sexual about it. It's just normal. That means that there was more going on in that shower than just two people being naked and because they just treat nakedness as normal. Otherwise, why would she become a nymphomaniac? Nymphomania has to do with the desire to have sex all the time. Why was Joe Biden in a shower with his prepubescent daughter when she was starting to hit puberty? How come? How come nobody ever asked him that question? How come nobody ever put a microphone in front of his daughter's face and said, is that true and what the hell happened? How come you never heard that on the news? Can you imagine if Donald Trump did that? There would have been specials running 24 hours a day. Donald Trump's a pedophile. Special report. CNN's going 24/7 on it. Rachel Maddow would have been crying on television. Anderson Cooper would have been flipping his wig. You hear nothing, but it's all going to come out now, folks. It's all going to come out. The only thing that can stop this now is not the Democrats. And this is why I say you have to be cautiously optimistic. The Democrats can't stop this right now. They're going to try, but they can't. They can stop the impeachment because they still control the Senate, but they can't stop the hearings. Republicans can, and some of them want to, and they have their own ulterior motives for this because their hands are dirty too. Vivek Ramaswamy is absolutely correct in everything that he has said. Would I vote for him as president? No, I would not, for several reasons, none of which are his lack of honesty. Every single thing he said on that debate stage and everything he has said since, 100% accurate. He is systematically destroying the machine. And people are calling him crazy. People are calling him a conspiracy theorist. People are saying he's a loose cannon. He's nutty. His ideas are wacky. What ideas is wacky? Let's just take this Ukraine thing for a minute. I heard some very high-ranking generals say, if we send more billions of dollars, Ukraine will win this war. Ukraine is not winning this war. Ukraine has no nukes. Vladimir Putin does. Ukraine cannot and will not win this war. Even if the ultimate conclusion is some sort of a ceasefire, they didn't win the war. And now you have Zelensky flying off to other places, doing interviews and shows. He's not worried. Do you know that right now we're paying their salaries? That money that we're sending, that you're being told, oh, that's all going to fighting the Russians. No, it's not. A lot of that's going to big fat salaries, and people are buying yachts and cars and all kinds of crap. They're taking your money. They're giving a small portion of that, or at least maybe even a large portion, but not all of it. And a good amount of it is going where you don't want it to go. And they just want to keep that gravy train running. Oh, we'll definitely win this war. And if we don't, then the next thing they're going to do is attack a NATO country. They're not going to do any such thing. Vivek Ramaswamy is completely right. Donald Trump is completely right. The way to end this is end it now. Negotiations and peace talks right now. Not more billions of dollars out of your pocket. So Zelensky and his whole cabinet can say, we're not holding fair elections. Ah, I thought you were this big, wonderful, democratic country. So they can go buy themselves all kinds of stuff and keep their salaries coming in. Uh-uh. We've given you enough. You understand that we've given them more money than their entire GDP? Their entire GDP, we've given them more. They're not winning. They're not one step closer to winning. What would winning mean? Winning would mean they'd have to start launching an attack on Moscow. All they're doing is defending. You don't win by defending. They're not going to launch any attack on Russia. They can't. They're not going to win. I have sympathy for the people there, yes. Just like I have sympathy for the people in Gaza that aren't supporting Hamas. But at the end of the day, it is what it is. It's a government you chose. It's unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Oh, this is the number one thing we have to do. Well, people are wising up to it and saying, wait a minute. How much money do you intend to give them? Do you know, for all the money that we have given to the Ukraine, you could have 100% had health care for every person who does not currently have it in this country? Probably three times over. I want you to think about that for a minute. If you know someone who says, well, I don't really have insurance and I can't afford to go to the doctor and I'm sick and, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do, that person could have went. All those people. Or you could have solved the homeless problem. You could have given this to the shelters and things and people would have had homes. Let's give it to Zelensky, who can't win this war. People are starting to wake up to that, too. So it's a very interesting situation we have right now, folks, very interesting. And that situation is as follows. The Democrats, for years, have been holding back vital information, including the fact that they rigged the election by not allowing information to become public. That was the crucial thing. Next time someone tells you the election wasn't rigged, that's not true. That's not true. You withheld vital information from the American people that did not allow them to make an educated choice, and you did it willingly and knowingly. That is called rigging an election. But either way, all we heard from the Democrats, nothing to see here, nothing to see here, nothing to see here. It's no longer in the Democrats' power to hold it back. We're starting to see now the absolute unfairness of what they're trying to do and everything that they have done that's corrupt. And it's up to the Republicans now to bring this home. If they do not bring this home, this is not the Democrats' fault. This is the Republicans' fault. 100% now. I'm cautiously optimistic that we have a good group of Republicans who really are fighting for this country that will override the ones who just want the good old boys club as usual. But you will notice, just scan around the social media and go to a lot of Republican sites or go to a lot of Republican channels on YouTube or whatever, and here's what you'll hear from the establishment Republican. Nikki Haley is winning. Nikki Haley would beat Joe Biden by 65%. Nikki Haley won the debate. Nikki Haley is a wonderful candidate. Nikki Haley was attacked by Vivek Ramaswamy unfairly because he's a misogynist. None of that's true. Nikki Haley said about Vivek Ramaswamy, "You're scum." How about if he called her scum? Huh? He said Nikki Haley was practically bankrupt when she left, and all of a sudden, he's a billionaire. Yeah, and every bit of it's true. Every bit of what he said was true. Nikki Haley's solution to everything is fight a war. Fight a war. Republicans love it. The old school Republicans love it because they're going to make money off all these wars. It's all going to be cash in their pocket. Next time you look at your paycheck and you see how much taxes are taken out, ask yourself how much went to the Ukraine and how do you know where it went? Did you follow the money trail? Do you know it's going to buy weapons and make sure that the people can eat who's being attacked and everything? Or do you think maybe it might be going into foreign dignitaries' pockets? Is that what you want your money to go is while you're toiling away? While you're digging a ditch? While you're waiting on customers? While you're unloading trucks, while you're operating on patients, whatever the hell you do for a living, is that where you want your money going? People are waking up now, starting to see the truth. And for every person who says, well, I may not vote for Biden, I'm not voting for Biden, but I'm also not voting for Trump. That's okay, because that's a vote for Trump. Joe Biden's approval rating is in the 30s, and you want us to believe in our heart of hearts that he got more votes than any candidate who ever ran for president ever. I want you to let that sink in for a minute. Any candidate that has ever run for president ever. A man who didn't run a campaign. A man who stayed in his basement. A man whose entire campaign was run off, I'm not Donald Trump, and Donald Trump is evil. He got more votes, huh? You honestly believe that that's plausible? And then you're going to call me a conspiracy theorist? How come his approval rating's 30? Everybody abandoned him? Is that what you're saying? All those people who made him the most voted for president in the history of the United States of America, abandon him. That's what you're trying to say. Think about it for a minute. Does that make sense to you? Well, the American people are thinking about it, and it doesn't make sense to them. People are tired of spending $4 on a loaf of bread. People are tired of spending $5 on a gallon of milk. Tired of being told, well, you got to get rid of your gas stove. Well, you got to get rid of your car and get an electric one, even though they're $40,000, $50,000. Well, you can't do this. You can't do that. You can't use these words. You can't go here. You can't go there. This is for your own good. We're looking out for you. We don't need this. We're the United States of America. We're a free country. You know what free means? It means the government doesn't get to tell us every last thing we do. You don't get to tell us what we eat. You don't get to tell us what we can wear. Yes, we all have a set of rules. We can't kill somebody. Can't rape somebody. We get that. So that's all I hear from people. Oh, the government tells you a lot of things. You got to pay your taxes. You got to do this. Yeah. We all know that the government has certain standards that we have all agreed upon here in the United States, except for a few wackos. But one of them is not to own us like we're cats or dogs. And the people have grown tired of it. Hunter Biden is clearly guilty of tax evasion. Not only is he guilty of tax evasion, but they said he actually formulated a plan not to pay it, meaning he was cognitive of it. Because before, the Democrats were saying he was out of his mind on crack. He had absolutely no idea what he was doing. He turned over his finances to irreputable accountants, and they screwed him. Yeah, no. We now see emails and all kinds of other things proving he was trying to figure out how he was not going to pay taxes. He was very cognizant of what he was doing. He needs to go to jail. Joe Biden clearly got 10%. He didn't report anything. And then all I hear is Joe is just trying to be a wonderful father. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I think I had a wonderful father. I never had a brother, but I'll tell you this. If my brother tragically passed away and I was banging his wife, my father would have a few things to say to me, and none of them would have been Merry Christmas. If my father ever saw that I was spending this amount of money on crack cocaine and hookers, he would have had a lot to say to me, and none of it would have been way to go. And if I was down and out and my father said, I have a house and I'll rent it to you for $150,000 a month, I wouldn't call that a good father when the going rate is about, oh, I don't know, $5,000. Does a good father overcharge his son by $145,000 a month, or is that called, this is a good way to pay me and make it look like it's not dirty money? How hard is that to figure out? I figured it out in 5 minutes. And there's Christopher Ray scratching his head like he's got a bad case of eczema going, oh, we're looking into it. Well, how long you got to look into it? Until Joe Biden's in the grave 25 years? And you're coming in on a walker saying, still looking into it. Didn't take you too long to look into Trump before you raided Mar-a-Lago, huh? And there was not one single ounce of evidence. What came of that, huh? Nothing. So don't give me that bull. It's all a bunch of crap. Ted Cruz is trying to get it out of him. Ted Cruz is saying, all you do is say, I can't comment on this. Why the hell are you even here? We all know what's going on, folks. But now, even a lot of Democrats, and again, it's not the diehard Democrats, because the diehard Democrats, if you said Donald Trump is a space alien, he was sent down here from the planet Krypton to overthrow the American people, and as soon as he becomes president, everyone's going to be entombed in slave mines while the Martians come down and rule. They'd say, that's right. That's exactly right. I'm talking about your average everyday person who's just a member of the Democratic Party, who's not addicted to politics, and they don't really pay attention. They're starting to pay attention because it's starting to hit their pocketbooks. It's starting to hit their lives, and they're saying to themselves, I can't have this. I can't dig through my wallet and say, do I have enough money to go to the grocery store and put food on the table for my children, or do I heat my house? And funny, I didn't have this problem when Trump was the president. And the last thing I want to say about this is the Democratic Party said, oh, just wait and see what a difference Joe Biden makes. Just you wait and see. He'll be able to take care of all of this mess that Trump left. Now that he's almost done with his presidency and people are asking him about the mess, you know what they say? Trump's fault. Ah, this is all due to Donald Trump. Oh, well, let's just say I believe you for a second, which I don't. But let's just say I did believe you. I thought you said you could clear it up. Right? If you go to a doctor and you get sicker, and the next doctor says, oh, well, he was treating you wrong, but now we're on the right track here, and everything's going to be better. And 4 years later, you're worse than you ever were. And he says, that's your other doctor's fault. Are you going to believe it, or are you going to say, well, I don't know, man. You've been treating me for 4 years. I'm getting worse. I think it's your fault. People aren't that stupid anymore. They see the difference, folks. They all see it now. Like I said, I personally talked to Democrats I know voted for Joe Biden who said, made a mistake. Not doing that again. Yeah, some of them say I'm not voting for Trump either, but I'm sure as hell not voting for Biden. And some of them say I'm voting for Trump. Because at the end of the day, you don't have to personally like the person that you're voting for. You just have to think they're going to do better for you and your family. Let me go to the phones. Tom in New York, are you there?
I am here. I thought it wasn't real, but Michael Rapaport, he's an actor and not a very good one, but he is one of the most outspoken critics of Donald Trump. I saw video saying that after what's gone on the last 4 years, I'm not voting for Biden and what Biden's done to this country. Voting for Donald Trump may be on the table. I was astonished. I was like, wow, the biggest lefty of the leftists in Hollywood. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Look what's happening in Hollywood right now. All of a sudden, all the actors that are woke, all the actors who are preaching Biden's wonderful, Biden's great, throw Trump in jail, their movies are bombing. Their careers are tanking. They thought if they followed this pattern, their careers would soar. So now these egomaniacal, self-absorbed bastards are saying, well, if I got to pretend to like Donald Trump to get my career back, I will. Cool to be woke anymore? I'm mega now. Come see my movies. They don't give one damn, Tom. All they care about is their own career.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I never believed them, but I was astonished that he actually said it. The other thing is that with all of the boycotts going on, especially mainly Bud Light, Anheuser-Busch is still trying to clean up the mess from months and months ago. There's a store, I won't mention the name, but generally speaking, they have a big display, and I was actually in the establishment, and they put up the new 2024 calendar of Anheuser-Busch. You know what it was? All the Clydesdales and beautiful pictures of the Clydesdales and all from yesteryear that they never they didn't acknowledge. Months and months ago, they were all about the.
That's right, because the tides are starting to turn and people are starting to realize, the woke stuff went too far. You pushed it too far. When you started pushing for children to have sex change therapy at 8 years old without parents' consent, when you started pushing that men can be women by just saying so and compete in women's sports, when you started saying that any parents who rise up to talk about what they want for their children's education are domestic terrorists, you've gone too far. Because at the end of the day, there's one thing that I would like to believe we all as Americans do have in common. We want what's best for our family. We want what's best for our children. We want our children raised in a world where they can become successful and not have to scrape on the streets for money. And we don't want our children living in a crime zone to wear a suit of armor to go outside. And you don't dare let your wife or your daughter go to the corner store for fear that gang violence is going to take their lives. All those things we should have in common, and most of us do. And the Democrats are clearly seeing now, the casual Democrat voters are clearly seeing now, this is getting worse by the day under Democrat rule. And I think that there's going to be people who don't even admit that they wouldn't vote Democrat again, Tom. That are not going to.
Yeah, no, they're gonna keep going along with their Joe Biden for life. But you know, deep down inside, it's getting at this point. I myself have to work two jobs. I had a really good job at a place that I was making very good, very decent money 4 years ago. I now have to work two jobs to make not even close to the amount of money I was making before.
Yeah, well, welcome to Bidenomics. Oh, and you know what they're going to say about that? Oh, we created you an extra job. Give us credit for that. Bow down for us and say thank you. Thank you, Bidenomics, for creating more jobs. It's all smoke and mirrors. Takes a while sometimes for some of the people to figure it out, but it's all smoke and mirrors. And now people are starting to figure it out. And they're starting to say to themselves, I don't know, man. There's war breaking out in Israel and Gaza, between Israel and Gaza. The war in the Ukraine is endless and going to go on forever. What happens if China invades Taiwan? I can't afford a loaf of bread. I can't afford to take my kids out to McDonald's. I need 2-3 jobs to pay my bills. This is not the America they wanted. Nobody wants this. Nobody wants this. We always hear the Republicans are the elites. No, they're not. You know who don't care about this? The elites. And if the elites don't care about it, then they're the ones who vote Democrat. They don't care how much anything costs. They're too rich to care. But they also don't care if you starve. They also don't care if you got to have 2, 3, 5 jobs. They don't care. As a matter of fact, all they care about is let's get the illegals over the border so they can work menial tasks for us for next to no money. Cheap labor, that's what they care about. Sad. People are finally waking up. I'm cautiously optimistic. I see the tides turning in a direction that's really interesting. When CNN is literally saying if the election were held today, Trump's going to win by a landslide. When people are panicking, saying, I don't know, this Joe Biden thing's not looking good. I talk to people on the street, and people do believe he is definitely guilty. Tide's turning. And guess what happens when the tide turns? People jump off one ship onto the other ship and say, oh, I'm here now. I'm one of you. We'll see what happens. I'm cautiously optimistic. The next couple of months is going to be very, very telling. Thanks for listening, folks. We'll see you next week. I'm